Oh, I'm so excited. I honestly hope you can hang out for the next 15 minutes because a lot's going to happen here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. The biggest thing I'm excited about, Dare Dice.
Dare Dice. I don't even know what this is. I'm excited and scared at the same time.
Mackenzie, the fact that you're hanging out with us again today is a bad decision. You should have left yesterday after one day.
I just noticed in the corner there's a box of shame.
There is.
And I don't know what that is.
Honestly,
should I be fearful?
Yes. I would be very...
great.
Ask Pork Chop. Should she be fearful?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Dare Dice involving the box of shame coming up in less than 15 minutes here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Want to know at 833-563-2539, where did you get locked out at? And give us all the details. Mackenzie, is this all about you today?
I'm notorious for locking myself out of things, and it's always at the most inopportune times. So over the weekend, I was in Dallas this last weekend. So I get up to my my hotel room, and I'm there with some friends, so it's really fun. So we have a middle part, one room on one side, it's a suite, and then one room on the other side. So I get up, and we're like rushing to dinner. We get in late, so we're going to try to drop our stuff, change, go. So I change, and then I rush out to the middle part, and then behind me, the door slams.
Oh, that is the worst feeling.
And I luckily think I have a key, but I didn't know my key was actually inside. And then I tried to go out the front and open it from the other side, but the latch was like out. So anyway, basically, I locked myself right when we got there. Everyone was late for dinner. The maintenance dude, it took an hour, had to come up from the bottom of the hotel.
An hour?
They kept saying, someone will be right up. And it was like 20 minutes. 40 minutes. So Will comes up with a huge tool cart and literally has to like bust down the door at this beautiful hotel. And I felt so bad.
I almost got it,
Miss McKenzie. I was like, I am so sorry. I go, does this happen often? He's like, no, not really. Not to this extent.
First time I've ever to use this toolbox, ma'am.
But thank goodness I wasn't, I was clothed, but my purse and like all my stuff, my keys, my phone, everything was in there.
What do you do if you are naked? Do you run to the stairwell? Like, where do you go and try to hide and regroup?
If you're naked and locked out, where do you go? Naked and afraid.
Here's my
very
thing.
Afraid.
I would assume you're in a robe. Or a towel, at least.
Liv, I guarantee you somebody listening right now, 833-563-2539, has been locked out of somewhere naked.
Why were they even outside of their door naked?
I don't have the answers. I just know what happens.
It's usually a sitch where you just run out real quick to grab something, and then something locks behind you or shuts behind you. You think you have the key, and you left it. You're like, don't.
Yeah. I get that, I guess. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have definitely been locked out. One time when I was in college, I forgot my keys at my friend's house, and I was on my way home. I took an Uber home from, I think, the bars or like some frat party, and I went to my sorority house where I was living, and I realized I was locked out.
It's the worst feeling.
And I was ringing my doorbell constantly, but our doorbells in our sorority house were broken. So you couldn't, like, no one heard it. I was calling, then my phone died.
It's a panic. Of course your phone died.
Yes, and I was on the front porch of my sorority house, and I slept on the bench.
Yeah.
On the front porch.
You didn't just keep on banging or ringing all night?
I did, Joe. I did. But 45 minutes later, you know, your girl Liv is tired.
No, that's like,
I'm just
going
to sleep here. This is
fine. That's when you throw something through a window. You have to get in there or like.
But you don't want to destroy your own property, especially if you lose your, like, your keys in your car.
I could have gotten kicked out of my sorority if I probably did that.
Did you think about it? Did you think about busting through a window?
1,000%. I even tried, like, knocking in the door with my elbow.
I was kung pao, like, karate kicked the. Not that I'm that strong. I don't know why I think I could do that, but into that hotel room.
When I think of you, I think of muscles, yes.
I was like, maybe I could just take this door down.
All right. No. You ask and you shall receive. 833-563-2539. We want to know, where did you get locked out of? And Charlie, where did you get locked out of and what was your situation?
Okay, so it may be a Texas thing, but I was in Houston a few years ago for work. And me and one of the guys I work with, we went out that night. We met a couple of girls and took them back to the hotel rooms, and after everything was all done, we, you know, they left.
Yada, yada.
And I still don't understand how I did this, but somehow I stepped out in the hallway, still naked, and my door closed behind me.
No!
So,
oh, my gosh.
So Joe, you are correct. I did run to the stairwell because obviously I'm not going to take the elevator down to the front desk.
So that's the move. After, if this happens
after,
to anyone.
After, I mean, I'm frantically looking around to see if, you know, anyone sees me, but it's like 3 or 4 in the morning. And then, so I go to the stairwell. There just happened to be a trash can there with one of those extra trash bags hanging out.
That's awesome.
So I grabbed the trash bag, wrapped it around me, went down the stairs. And the way the hotel was set up, right around the corner from the front desk was the workout room.
Oh, yes, fitness center.
So my thought was I go and grab a towel out of the workout room, and then I just tell the front desk I locked myself out after a shower.
Nice.
Well, right before I got there, there was also a mirror to my right, and the person at the front desk just happened to look over and see me with my trash bag wrapped around me.
Trash bag.
So
with trash bag pants.
I had to walk. I just had to walk up to her and gave me a new key, and I went back up to my room, and I went to sleep.
All right.
Wow.
So let's just get to the important part. Did anything happen? Did you guys hook up beforehand at least?
Oh, yeah, I mean...
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Something good happened.
That's why I was naked.
The hotel worker, when they saw you, was it a, or were they like, oh?
Ooh.
Wait, when the person who saw me saw
Yeah, the hotel glance, did she look like...
Did she hold the glance for a while?
I mean, she wasn't frightened, but she was shocked.
Okay, she was shocked, yeah.
Okay, to be fair, no woman, usually they're like, huh, what?
Yeah.
Let me see that. Okay. Hey, Charlie, man, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Liv, did you expect that?
I honestly did not, but I am pleasantly surprised.
All right. I want to hear some more stuff this morning. If you have a story about you being locked out or maybe somebody you know, you don't have to be naked. We'd love to hear from you. 833-563-2539. We're also throwing this up on Facebook right now so you can get in that conversation too.